GWA.
It is my cake day, and that means that I have been hanging around and posting for 1 year today, and I wanted to take a moment just to tell everyone how I feel, and also to kind of offer up a little, I don't know, challenge, whatever thing. But I wanted to start by saying that I found this subreddit. I wasn't even on Reddit very long before I stumbled upon the subreddit. I think a friend of mine had shown me Reddit, like, in April, and I started poking around, and, you know, I was mostly interested in some BDSM and polyamory subreddits, and then I just kind of randomly came across GWA, and I heard, I think, a couple of audios. I remember a little bit in this UK's library audio, and I don't remember what else I listened to, but I remember thinking I could do this, and I wanted to do it immediately. And I think it only took me a day or two before I decided to post something, and I'm going to include a link to my very first GWA post, aside from my verification, which I don't actually have a copy of anymore. And I tried to count, and I have something like 130 audios that I've posted to GWA. And actually, that might not be complete, because I know I had some stuff on Soundgasm that it never, I mean, on SoundCloud that I never put over onto Soundgasm. But it's kind of mind-boggling to me how much time I've spent doing this. But not when I think about it in the other sense, which is that I love doing this. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a writer, and I do write in a non-creative way for my work. But I always thought of myself as a very creative person, and but I just never could get into writing poetry that was any good, or writing fiction or that kind of thing. And so after I graduated from high school, I kind of just stopped writing in a creative sense. And then after college, I really stopped writing anything creatively. But I really have found that erotic audio, oddly enough, is one of the, it's been incredible for me in terms of being a creative outlet. And it's really stimulated my brain in all sorts of really fun ways. And I find that it's a great stress relief for me. I have a very stressful job, and GWA definitely has, being part of this community has helped me through some really stressful times. And so the actual recording of audios is something that I have come to kind of rely on as like this creative release, no pun intended. The other thing about being on GWA is that this is a great community. People come and go, and things are different now than they were a year ago when I first started. And there are people, there are probably not that many people who are still around from then. But I think, even though the subreddit has seen a ton of growth over the past year, it still remains a really great community full of people that are very supportive of each other and very, it's hard for me to explain. I mean, I've met some really fascinating people. I've made good friends with people. And it being part of this community has been really great. And I'm kind of thankful that I stumbled upon it. so, Was there anything else? I don't want to do any like shout outs or anything like that because the list of people that I'd want to shout out would be way too long. But I've had conversations with a lot of people. I've collaborated with a lot of people, and I've made friends with people, and you know who you are and all of that, blah blah blah. And I feel like, oh God, this feels like a high school yearbook signing. Okay. Anyway, where was I trying to go with this? This is what happens when you record without a plan. Oh, so what I wanted to do today was to say that as my cake day, my present to you is that I am available for the next several hours until early evening, so another 4-ish hours, maybe 5 hours. And if you want to throw some smallish requests at me, I really liked Casti's kind of "I am your audio slave for the next few hours" idea. So if there's something that you want to request, hopefully nothing too complicated because I'm gonna improv it. I'm probably not going to masturbate in the next few hours, so no schlicking requests. And beyond that, if I like it, I will roll with it and try to do it. And yeah, I guess I'll leave it open. I won't put any other restrictions on it. So I can't guarantee I'll do it, but if you want to throw it at me, I will certainly at least think about doing it. So bring it on. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for collaborating. And thank you for the feedback, especially the feedback. I really appreciate it. There's actually, oh, now that I think about it, there's something that I've been wanting to say for a long time, is that I often get PMs from people, especially guys. If I stop the sentence there, I could imagine all of you going, yeah. No, but I often get PMs that actually make me have like an emotional response because I'm very much a sex positive person, and I really feel like kind of whatever it is you're into, it's okay to be into that as long as it involves consenting adults and if it's fantasy play and all that. And so when I get messages from people talking about how my audios help them discover something about themselves or an interest, or help them be honest about an interest that they have, or have kind of allowed them to experience something that is new for them. That's been really, really, really meaningful to me, and I mean that not just in a kind of, oh, this is all fun and games. Like, I really I've been moved to tears before when people have told me about something like that. And so I really appreciate that there are people out there who are willing to give feedback. And I also enjoy the feedback that's just like, oh, it came so hard. 'Cause that's fun to hear too. So and I was once told by someone who's quite the geek that he did some calculations and he figures there's probably like 3 bathtubs worth of cum that have been filled from people jerking off to my audios, and it's kind of disgusting and also kind of hot, and I'm just gonna stop the recording here, and yeah.